KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. And at 7:07, we have partly cloudy skies, 47 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly to mostly sunny today with a high of 79. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. It's homecoming week for the Atlantic Trojans. A week full of activities is taking place leading up to the Atlantic versus Knoxville football game Friday night. On Monday was the dress-up day, and it was called America Monday. Today, it's Tacky Tourist. On Wednesday, Western Wednesday. Thursday's dress-up day will be Travel Day, which means PJs. On Friday, it'll be Coming Home, which is a spirit day. Dodgeball will be played today and Thursday, and each class will make a float, and judging will be held Wednesday evening. Voting for king or queen will take place Wednesday after the royalty introductions during the seminar. Queen candidates include Ava Bruckner, Shaylee Carey, Addison DeArmond, Regan Leonard, Aspen Nicholson, Addison Schmidt, Melina Woodward, and the king candidates are Lee Hauser, Garrett McLaren, Tyler Molina, Gannon O'Hara, Ethan Sturm, Caden Stutzman, and Julian Tribolet, or Triple A. Coronation Pep Assembly will start at 12:13 p.m. on Friday, with the parade to follow at 2:30. AHS encourages businesses and individuals to join the parade. You can contact the office at 243-5358 if you have any questions, or you can find a parade entry form on the school's website at atlanticiaschools.org. Awarding of the Spirit Stick will take place at halftime of the football game Friday, and the dance will be on Saturday. Well, the superintendent of the Southwest Valley Community School District posted a statement on social media Monday with regard to an alleged racial slur spoken during a high school football game against Earlham last Friday night. During the reported incident, Earlham High School quarterback Darrell Matcham said Southwest Valley players uttered a racial slur against him. Matcham was ejected when he yelled at those other players. In addition, at the conclusion of the football game, accusations were made of inappropriate and aggressive fan and spectator behavior. Southwest Valley won the game 15-13. After the allegations surfaced, the Iowa High School Athletic Association was notified. Southwest Valley Superintendent Chris Fenster said on social media Monday, "The Southwest Valley School District has conducted multiple interviews with people closest to the situation. We did not discover any more evidence to report to Earlham administration or the Iowa High School Athletic Association." The Southwest Valley District, Fenster said, would like everyone to know that we have good, positive students and this type of behavior is never tolerated. He went on to say that we are a proud school district that will never condone treating people because of race, gender, sexual orientation with anything but respect, dignity, and kindness. We will continue to work with Earlham and investigate any new information that would surface, Fenster said, and we're proud of our students, athletes, fans, and communities for allowing the administration to investigate the incident and reach our conclusion. On Saturday, Fenster and Earlham Interim Superintendent Tony Ellsworth issued a joint statement about the alleged incident, and you could read more in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Iowa State University graduates who didn't attend their commencement in person due to the COVID-19 pandemic will get their chance to walk across the stage on Saturday. That ceremony will include students who graduated between May of 2020 and August of 2021. So far, about 370 students have said they plan to attend. ISU spokesperson Abby Sunken says many of them thought they lost the opportunity. Now parents and friends will be able to watch them get their degrees. 12,000 students who were denied the experience are eligible to take part in that event this weekend. Well, after skipping a year due to pandemic restrictions, Southwest Iowa Planning Council, or SWPCO, held its annual meeting and awards luncheon covering both 2020 and 2021 on September 23rd at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. A morning tour group visited the Atlas Atlantic Cinema, as well as the downtown facade rehabilitation and other projects in Atlantic that had received assistance from SWPCO over the past 2 years. Following lunch, the annual report was presented. Across the past 2 years, Southwest Iowa Transit Agency, SWTA, provided 683,479 public transit rides and drove over 3.4 million miles. That's the equivalent of transporting the combined populations of Omaha and Des Moines to the moon and back 7 times. According to officials, SWPCO's Community Development Department likewise reported outstanding outcomes. The housing team rehabbed 128 housing units, demolished 11 dilapidated buildings, and assisted 50 home buyers with down payment assistance. 576 rental and building inspections were also completed. The planning team's accomplishments included a huge variety of planning projects and grants, especially for flood and pandemic recovery, including the first ever levee project funded with the Economic Development Administration funds to protect the city of Hamburg. In the total, the planning team secured 48 separate grants during the two-year period, totaling more than $53.3 million in grant funds that were brought into the region. Officials say partnerships were key to that success, and several entities were recognized with partnerships awards, and those included for flood recovery efforts, the city of Hamburg, Fremont, and Mills counties, for outstanding housing work, Fusselman Construction of Atlantic, and for COVID assistance, Cass County Public Health, and the Iowa National Guard Joint Task Force Vigilant. You can read more on the same story on our news page at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, Council Bluffs, Greenfield, and Walnut.